Get an in-depth look at sports from our resident Big Poll.
The Blitz with Justin Pawlowski. Saturdays at noon on the Sports Animal. 620 WDAE.
Pleasant surprise today. I got to be on for 3 hours. Was only expecting one. So 3 hours of fun today and more here at JoeBucksFan.com. I do appreciate you tuning in and clicking over to JoeBucksFan.com to get the best Bucks draft coverage on the web. It's right here at JoeBucksFan.com. We continue today with more pro days. As you can see, you can read my breakdown of wide receivers and tight ends here at JoeBucksFan.com coming out tomorrow. Tomorrow's podcast will be me talking about those players and who kind of stands out, who's moving up, who's moving down, who might be sleepers as well at both wide receiver and tight end. And then coming up next week, folks, we're, I believe, 4 weeks away from the NFL draft, right around there. We got to start breaking down some teams. So we're going to do division by division. I think it's going to be 2 days per division. That way I can do two teams a day, four teams in each division. I'm good at math. I know my math. I can break it down. So what we'll do is we'll start with the AFC East on Monday and Tuesday. Of course, Wednesday will be a mailbag. You can email in your questions regarding the NFL draft and the NFL in general. And then maybe we'll do AFC East. I'm thinking out loud. AFC East, and then possibly NFC East. And we'll do the same all the way up to the draft on April 25th. So that's what's coming up this week. But first, I do want to talk about some of the pro days that went on the past couple of days that we haven't gotten to talk about. First being one of those receivers, Jeremy Maclin, had his pro day at Missouri. Had a very good pro day. Nothing, I think, that is going to hurt him in the NFL draft. Although I don't know if he helped himself all that much. He just kind of, his stock is one of those stocks where it's kind of standing still. You know, nothing really to write home about. 4.43, ran the 40 in. Then his second one, he ran a 4.47. You know, he's a guy that relies on speed. I mean, he doesn't have that elite speed, but you know what? He's a damn good football player, and I don't think he hurt himself at all with what happened today or the other day in regards to his pro day. Now, Chase Kaufman, his teammate, tight end, who I also wrote about, had a CAT scan done on his injured foot. And it now appears that his injured foot is only at 80%. So we'll see if he can continue on, get healthy, and get a workout in before the NFL draft. Now, guy who is, and my nephew's with it. Say hi, Nicholas, real loud.
Hello?
Okay, that's it. That's all you needed to do. All right, Nicholas saying hi here at JoeBucksFan.com. A guy who's really moving up draft charts right now, Connor Barwin. I have him moving up in my mock draft. He's moving up even more. He might be a surefire first-round pick right now as a defensive end outside linebacker. 6'4", 256 pounds. A guy that size, I don't know if he should be running this fast, but a 4.47. That's right. Jeremy Maclin runs a 4.47. Connor Barwin runs a 4.47. And he can also play tight end. He is definitely in demand. What that means is it might drop other guys at that same position. Maybe guys like Larry English, who could be falling a little bit. We'll see. You know, right now, it's a game of chess. And, you know, Larry English is a good football player, has some good film out there. Level of competition, maybe not as good as Connor Barwin's. However, Larry English hasn't had his pro day. I haven't seen anything about his pro day yet. And if he goes out and lights it up in his pro day, it's going to put more pressure on teams that are trying to decide whether or not to draft Connor Barwin, Clay Matthews, Larry English. The debate's going to be on. So right now, I think Connor Barwin did take an early lead in that. Other guys who had their pro days, DJ Moore, the cornerback out of Vanderbilt, not a good performance. Doesn't really have elite size. Then he goes out in his 40 and runs, trying to improve on his combine number of 4.56. Remember, 4.56 at the combine. They said the times there were slow this year. Maybe let's wait till the pro days to see what these guys really run. Not good for DJ Moore. 4.57. Then he runs a 4.59 40s at his pro day. His stock is dropping more than likely to the second round. We'll see if it drops any further than that. And a guy who's rocketing up draft boards is this Jaron Gilbert, defensive end, defensive tackle from San Jose State. 6'5", 284 pounds, runs a 4.76 40. He would be a great addition to teams like the Patriots, Steelers, teams that run that 3-4 defense that want a physical presence along their defensive line. So there's some of the pro day workouts that have gone on in the last couple of days. We'll continue to update on pro days throughout the coming weeks. Of course, tomorrow we'll talk wide receivers and tight ends. I'll just break it down a little more here on the verbal side of the draft breakdowns and draft coverage here at JoeBucksFan.com. And then, of course, we'll start with the teams, because that's really where it lies, what teams need, where teams will go, what teams have done this offseason as to who they'll draft coming up April 25th and 26th up there in New York. So once again, thanks for tuning in and clicking over to JoeBucksFan.com. We'll be back tomorrow with another podcast, as we do them daily right here at JoeBucksFan.com. I'm Justin Pawlowski. And continue to enjoy the great draft coverage we give you right here. Continue clicking on it. JoeBucksFan.com.
The Blitz, Saturdays at noon, only on 620 WDAE, the Sports Animal.